still on physiology, topic 1.8, explain how the structures of blood vessels, capillaries, arteries and veins relate to their functions. Okay, you're going to need to be able to perhaps draw an artery and vein in cross-section, sometimes referred to as transverse section. So this means you have a slice straight through, like we're cutting a sausage in half. The outer coat of the artery, there are and vein, there are effectively three layers that you need to worry about, is called the tunica adventitia. Okay, this is connective tissue. This keeps the artery and vein shaped. Okay, inside of that you have a tunica media. This is a muscle coat, and this is one of the big differences between arteries and veins. The media is very thick in arteries and thin in veins. Okay, the muscle needs to be strong, it needs to be able to contract, it needs to be able to withstand a fair bit of pressure. Okay, you've got a small bit of elastic and fibrous tissue, but the inner layer of the arteries and veins is called the tunica intima, and that's endothelial tissue. Now, endothelial tissue is pretty much like epithelial tissue. It's just often used to describe different sections. And this is the lining. It keeps everything flowing smoothly. In the arteries, it can wrinkle up. It relaxed, or it can be stretched under higher pressure. Okay. The other difference between arteries and veins, when we're looking at the lumen, that's the hole in the middle, arteries have quite a small lumen. Veins have a slightly larger lumen. They're not as elastic. Okay, because veins are carrying that slower blood, they've got wider lumens, so blood's flowing more slowly. They have valves. Okay, so these are structures that prevent backflow of blood. And that's quite important. If things go wrong, then you can find yourself with varicose veins, which is really unpleasant. Okay, so the capillaries themselves are single layers of epithelial or endothelial cells. And what you need to be aware of is that the endothelium here enables the capillaries to diffuse substances in and out of them very efficiently. The capillaries themselves are one red blood cell thick. They're quite porous in places. You'll find that the capillaries are able to ditch white blood cells from time to time. The velocity of flow through the capillaries is not that fast. The pressure goes up a little bit because the pressure is inversely proportional to volume. So the cross-sectional area of the capillaries relates to the pressure. However, the capillary bed itself has high cross-sectional area, so pressure can go right down that way. Okay, you can look at the difference in pressures in the arteries through to the veins via the capillaries, and you'll notice that capillaries and veins do not have a pulse. Okay, the blood pressure evens out once you get into the capillaries. If you're looking at blood flow and lumen diameter, arteries about 0.4 centimetres diameter, rate of blood flow no more than 40 centimetres per second. Capillaries, the individual capillary diameter is 8 micrometres, and rate of blood flow is 0.1 centimetres per second. Veins, you're looking at 0.5 centimetres diameter, bit wider than arteries, and 0.3 to 5 centimetres per second flow. Okay, area increases massively if you're looking at capillaries, and this helps with diffusion as well. Okay, if you have a high area for diffusion, if you have a high concentration gradient, and if you have a short distance, then you're doing okay. I think that's everything that you need to worry about in terms of the capillaries. Worth remembering, actually, that you've got capillaries in the lungs as well as in the tissues. So diffusion's taking place in the lungs to get oxygen into the capillaries, and it's taking place in the tissues to get oxygen out of the capillaries again, down the concentration gradient.